My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me now and we will explore these topics and so much more with fascinating guests, authors, and experts who will guide us to Destination Unlimited. What lessons have we learned since the advent of the pandemic and the dramatic changes in our lives that have ensued? Is there a path to higher understanding, healing on all levels, and love? My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, world-renowned medical intuitive healer Kimberly Meredith, says that this path may be found when we awaken to the fifth dimension. Kimberly Meredith discovered her healing gifts after two near-death experiences in 2012. She is now one of the most in-demand medical intuitive healers in the nation, traveling the country to speak at events, appearing at major consciousness and global virtual events, and offering healing to those in need. Her website is thehealingtrilogy.com, and she joins me this week to share her path and new book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Please join me in welcoming to Destination Unlimited, Kimberly Meredith. Welcome, Kimberly.
Hi, thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be talking about your brand new book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. And I'm happy to say that that book will be available next Tuesday, December 7th, and people can pre-order it now, but it will be out next Tuesday, December 7th. So Kimberly, please share with our listeners about your early life and how those experiences of childhood shaped your path.
Thank you, Victor. I think my early days really did shape who I am today because I had a lot of experiences where I felt the energy of the Holy Spirit, especially through experiences with my paternal grandmother. I remember telling her and writing little notes around the house, "Grandma, don't die." And I would rub my hands together. I remember as early as probably, gosh, maybe 2 years old, and putting it over her chest and saying, you know, "I'm going to heal you." And later on hearing that she had asthma and other things like my eyes would blink and my grandfather carrying around a camera and following me, and they were mesmerized by my eye blinking. And knowing that I loved the feeling of my eyes blinking and feeling that was the closeness to the energy, I know that now that was God. And then I used to heal animals with my hands, and my grandmother encouraged it. And so these were little things that I felt were normal, but my grandmother would often think, "Wow, that's good, Kimmy," but it was kind of like, I guess, not normal when dead birds were gone and I would rub my hands and bring them back, or a dog, our family dog, had crossed and I brought it back by putting my mouth on it and breathing in. And, you know, so these are little things that were going on that were kind of interesting, and, you know, just naturally doing things that my grandmother encouraged, but my mother did not like. So there were things that were going on that kind of were saying to my grandmothers. My grandmother on my mom's side was very used to this stuff because her mother was a healer. She was from Italy. She was called a shaman. She was actually, the whole family was run out of Italy because of the healing work that my great grandmother did. Her name was Josefina. So that grandmother would talk to my paternal grandmother and say, "Oh, I think she has these abilities. I didn't know this at all. I just was doing my thing." But my mother really didn't like any of this was going on. And so she kept trying to figure out what was going on with the blinking eyes, and was concerned about it. I didn't know how much was going on because, of course, I'm a little girl, so I didn't really know. At the age of 6, 7 years old, my mother met my stepfather and she took me to Hollywood. And at that point, my mom was convinced she was going to become a Hollywood actress. And she started this whole sort of drinking and moving into this sort of really intense world and took me away from the stability of my grandmother, my paternal grandmother that I was extremely close to. And I still started feeling energy, which was the paranormal energy out there, seeing orbs and things like this, experiencing the other side. I remember really being close to that energy. And my mother and my stepfather, my father in the book, I do explain, had been drafted. So he wasn't around. My mom thought he was never coming home. So she married my stepfather. My mom was convinced she was going to stop my blinking. I also was dyslexic. So she started slapping me across the face every time I blinked and said, stop blinking.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm sorry that you had that experience.
I remember the time that I sat down on my bed and I said, please stop blinking to energy force to make my mom happy. And I remember just trying to do that because I didn't want her to be mad at me.
So your adult life ensued. And before your life-changing experiences, which you detail in the book in 2012 and 2013, what was your understanding up to that point of healing and energy?
You know, it's interesting because only thing that I knew about energy and spirit world was really very little. All I really knew was after that moment of 7 years old was I would go with survival because my growing up was so horrific. I just went to whatever the only thing that I really knew as a kid growing up, because it was so tumultuous and I was always in survival mode, was God and the Holy Spirit. And I loved Mother Mary. And I remember finding a small little Bible that my mom had, and I put it under my pillow, and my great grandmother. So I always just I wasn't super religious because my stepfather was Jewish and my mom was Italian Catholic. We converted and my dad was Jewish, but I just remember it was just always going to God.
So your life ensues, and then Thanksgiving of 2012, what happened?
So yeah, I keep going on with my life, but I always seeked out service jobs. So I just going back for a moment, the first job I ever wanted to have, I remember running into the house. My mother was drinking and I said, Mom, I want to be a volunteer. And she said, why? I said, because I want to help people. And so my first job I ever got, I was a candy striper and I was really young and I went and got that. So my life ensued, yes, but I always did work for hospitals. And I always did that until I got hit by the car in 2012. I was always working in the community of service. It was actually a few weeks before Thanksgiving, I got hit by a car. It was a freak accident. It was just a car that drove up and there was a friend picking me up and his car door swung open and knocked me off my feet onto the pavement.
And how did that affect you?
It gave me multiple injuries. And I think at that moment, I was completely knocked. I completely went to the other side at that moment even. So I blacked out. That affected me greatly. It changed my life.
Absolutely. You wound up in the hospital. And then what happened in 2013?
I had 2 near-death experiences in 2013.
What memories do you have of those near-death experiences?
You know, the near-death experience is the most, you know, when you say that, my eyes blink very fast. The near-death experiences, what happened in those experiences are still happening right now. They took me to the fifth dimension and beyond. They were so miraculously, they changed my whole entire life. It took me out of the life I had and brought me into the service life that I do now. It changed everything because I went to the other side twice. I died. And when I say I died, I really left. And when God, when you leave and you go to the other side, you experience leaving your whole entire physical body. And when you leave your physical body, you have a choice whether you want to come back or not. And well, you don't really have a choice. It's like they're telling you whether you're coming back or not. So I don't feel I really had the choice. Like when I left, I felt I was seeing over myself, but I saw so many beautiful things on the other side. I saw my shaman grandma. I saw Jesus Christ. I saw the Holy Spirit. I saw the clouds. I saw white light. I saw so many beautiful lovingness energy. But at the same time, I felt like I didn't really need to come back here, but I felt like it was demanding energy for me to come back here, if that makes sense to you.
Absolutely. Did you have what they call the life review?
I didn't. You know, I didn't have a life review. I had more of seeing my grandma, the great grandma that I never got to see as a baby because she died before I was born. And I saw Christ. And then it was so fast. And I saw people working on me. This is in the hospital. This is the hospital experience, not the second one. And then I felt such amount of chills going through my body and bright light going through my eyes. And then a very hard thump when I returned and whispers in my ear. Now, I did have whispers in my ear when I was a little girl, when I was with my grandma, when I used to be with my grandma, the paternal grandma that I dedicated the book to. And I do know that I saw lots, amazing amount of flowers. And I often now have a strong pull towards white roses and purple roses. And that's what I saw when I was on the other side, an amazing amount of roses. And also I want to go back to when I used to be a nurse assistant, many celebrities died around me. And I don't want to say this to be kind of strange, but Elizabeth Taylor died on the night of one of my shifts. And she was in violet rose sheets. And when I went to the other side, and I don't write this in the book, but when I went to the other side, I saw so many white and violet roses. So I don't know what that's about either. It was very weird. But when I returned here to the side, it was a hard thump and a pushing an amount of ball on my chest and on my eyes. And I remember saying to myself, I hear it sometimes even now. I was saying, get off. I just wanted this energy to get off of me. And I know it, and I knew then when I was lying there, I knew there was no doubt in my mind when I was lying in the bed, struggling for my life, that it was God. I knew it was God. There was no way it wasn't God. And I was like, please get off of me. I was frightened. I was so frightened. At the same time, I was happy in a way, but I wasn't happy because I knew at that moment that I was not going to be the same person I ever was before. I knew when I woke up, I'm grateful I'm alive, but I know I'm not ever going to be the same person that I am before because I knew I was disabled. I knew I was disabled. I knew I was good, that I was alive, but I knew somehow that God brought me back because I kept hearing in my ear, you're here to help people. You're here to heal people. But I knew somehow I was disabled. And I had light going through my eyes and chills going through my whole entire body and trembling through my legs nonstop. And then the energy of a bright light came off my chest. And then a few days later, they were coming in my room and the priest and the rabbi. And then I said, I can't walk. I can't walk. And they said, no, you can't. It's okay. You'll get your legs back. And I couldn't get my legs back.
And then what happened with the second experience?
When I got home, I was in the wheelchair and I had this nurse coming over every other day and she was trying to walk me. And then another nurse would come. They routine back and forth. And I had a big American Bulldog. And the doctor said, we don't want you to keep the dog, or someone needs to take care of the dog. You can't walk the dog. I was 99 pounds. And I knew, I don't know if you've ever heard of a walk-in or someone that switches you when you have an NDE.
Yes.
Or an energy. I felt that was going on. And when I came home, my fiance at the time's like, you're acting so different. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I am what I am. You know, I had an experience. I didn't even know the word near death experience at the time. So I just was different. So I came home and I was doing the best I could. I was eating a little bit and this and that. This day, the nurse didn't come. She had the day off. He needed to go out to the bathroom. So I took him just barely out the front door. Barely out. He's an 80-pound American Bulldog. So I walk him right out the front. And a gardener came by. You know, he wasn't meaning anything. He had a blower, which I don't like those blowers. And my dog thought he was going to hurt me. He lunged towards the gardener. The gardener didn't move the blower. I asked him to. He just, I don't know if he didn't understand. Something was not communicating properly. It wasn't anybody's fault. But my dog was upset. So he lunged towards him and threw me and lunged me into the street. I flew into the street, cracked my head open again.
Oh, and what happened?
That was it. That was the one. That was it. I saw everything. I saw heaven. I saw hell. I saw skeletons. I saw everything you would ever imagine. And I just blacked completely out. I don't remember. I don't remember. I just, all I know is some people, neighbors told me that my dog Rocky never left my side. He stood in the middle of the street and so I wouldn't get run over.
And after these two experiences, how did your new healing and channeling abilities manifest?
Shortly after that, I was sitting on the couch with my collar on my neck. I could only hold my head up for maybe 3 minutes at a time, and it was horrific amount of pain. Now I've had two concussions, hematoma, neck injuries, jaw injuries. I was drinking out of a straw and in the wheelchair. I was sitting on a couch one afternoon and my eyes had the light, bright light go through my eyes again. And I remember hearing these whispers through my ear. You're to heal people. I kept hearing this over and over again. And it was this weird coming in and out and pressure on the chest like it did at the hospital, which is this energy of God. I kept having these experiences happening to me and the light going through the eyes, dreams at night, my arms flapping like angel, messages going on. I'd tell my boyfriend. This was just going on. These types of messages were coming. And then my girlfriend was coming over with the Reiki and trying to heal my. So just a matter of like, I'd say 5 months to 6 months after the last NDE to a year, it started to unfold. The eye blinking, her doing the Reiki healing on my head, and then me understanding that the blinkings were starting, the eyes started to blink. And I was like, oh my God, this is what happened when I was little. My eyes are blinking. This is unbelievable. I don't understand what's going on. And then I was like, wait. And then I didn't even know that I was a medium, that this was going to be my life. I didn't understand everything was kind of unfolding. Like this was just unheard of. I couldn't even believe it myself because I was still trying to heal at the same time as someone would tell you you're a channel, you're a medium, this was like, what? I didn't understand it.
Who is communicating with you through your eyes, and how did you discover with whom your eyes are communicating?
Great question. It's not even in the book. So the first time I understood that I was communicating with the Holy Spirit and with God was another channeler and was multiple mediums. I think I did write a little bit that I had spoken to another medium, and I won't name their names, and a couple other channelers said to me, "Do you know that you're channeling?" And I did speak to a priest right here in Los Angeles, said, "Do you know that you're that you are speaking to the Holy Spirit through your eyes?" I actually went to the Santa Barbara Mission. I drove out there and I met with two deacons and I said, "Can this be happening to me?" And one of the deacons said, "My dear, you do have the energy of the Holy Spirit going through your eyes." And I said, and they said, "Can you speak to another deacon?" I said, "No, I'm getting out of here." And I ran into my car and I was crying and I drove all the way back home from Santa Barbara. I was afraid.
I can imagine.
I'm like, I don't want, I'm not going to be Mother Kimberly, Mother Teresa.
My guest is Kimberly Meredith. Her brand new book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Kimberly, please tell our listeners where they can get your book and find out more about you and your amazing work.
My book is being sold everywhere right now, and you can get it at thehealingtrilogy.com.
And that's your website, thehealingtrilogy.com.
Yes, and I do sessions for people on Skype. And in my office is in Encino, California. I love to help everybody and serve. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of Kimberly and Awakening to the Fifth Dimension after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week, Kimberly Meredith, her new book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Kimberly, what is it that you describe as the healing trinity?
Wow, the healing trinity is something that spirit actually, in the beginning when I became who I am right now, the healer, and spiritual teacher, I asked them, Do you want my ministry to be called Kimberly Meredith? They said no. They blinked no. I said, what do you want it to be called? So I took my hand with a pen at the kitchen table in 2017. It didn't evolve till 2018. And they wrote with my hand a triangle. And they wrote out God, you, and me. So it is a trinity of three. And it is the energy of you accepting the energy of the Holy Spirit, which is the energy of God, and the energy of you. So in order to be healed, and I've been doing this since the beginning, I've been going out and the expos and my office or wherever you have a healing through with the Holy Spirit. So Jesus spoke about it. It's not me that's doing the healing. It's you accepting and receiving the energy. So that's the Trinity. It's you being ready to receive the energy of Source. So it's you, me, and Source of God. And that's the Trinity. And so I didn't come up with that. They told me to write that out. And that's what the fifth dimension is. Jesus did his work in the fifth dimension, and they want all of us to be at least in the 5D world and beyond. So that's why the book has the triangle on the front of the book. The front of the book is just us all being together in this beautiful Trinity.
Now, for those who have different faiths, we have many different people of many different faiths and beliefs listening to this program right now. What is your understanding of God and also of the Holy Spirit?
My understanding of God and the Holy Spirit is it is so miraculous, so amazing, because all religions are lovely and beautiful and wonderful, but it's a religion is separate from God. God is for everyone. It's not a religion. God is love. We can have religions and we can all love God together and be in love with God. And the Holy Spirit is the energy of God. And when you tap into that, that's what I do. I take my hands, I put it on a tumor, we pray together, and it's gone off the body. Or you're sick with cancer or a disease, dis-ease, it can be released off the body and heightened into this beautiful energy of love and healed. You still need to take your vitamins. You still need to drink good water. You can't go and drink, you can't be praying and have a miraculous healing and then go and drink water that's polluted or swim in a lake with pesticides. The energy will heal you, but the energy of the Holy Spirit is saying to me, no, right now. We need to understand that there is things going on in the world that's trying to hurt us and take us into a darker dimensional frequency. We are aware right now that God is here for us and wanting us to understand that we can heal our world. We can raise our vibration and we can help assist our brothers and sisters to our highest awakening. And that's what this book is talking about.
So in essence, your practice and this book is open and available to people of all faiths. Is that correct?
Absolutely. God loves everybody. God loves all our brothers and sisters, and God wants us all to be healed and awakened.
So we're residing in this third dimension. We know this as the third dimension. What's the fourth dimension and what's the fifth dimension?
Well, the fourth dimension is nature. And the angelic realm, and the angels are messengers of God. And the messengers are telling us that we can be safe and comfortable knowing that anybody can tap into God and anybody can live in this energy and know that no matter whether you are any race, religion, or any type of institution, nobody should be excluded. Nobody, nobody should be excluded from having the energy of God in their body. And everybody, everybody, nobody has to pay any amount of money to pray or be healed to the energy of the Holy Spirit.
And what do we find in the fifth dimension?
We find unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, unconditional forgiveness, and heightened acceptance and heightened healing. And this is so important. This journey is open to anybody. And so much, it's amazing what I've witnessed in just a mere few years of people with some of the most horrific illnesses and emotional traumas to experience safety through the Holy Spirit, the energy of God. And even people that have been non-believers have said, wow, I don't want to drink alcohol anymore. I don't want to eat bad anymore. I don't want to do these things anymore. Or I've been told I only had 24 hours to live. Or I've been told that I can't, you know, because they believed in the energy of God and love. And they had the ability to tap into their energy and manifest it in a different way. They thought about it instead of a hardcore religion. They thought about it more in a spirituality. But I'm not saying to leave a religion. I'm saying just to be more open to it as an energy.
As we mentioned earlier, your new book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing, is now on pre-order status and will be available next Tuesday. What do you offer readers in your book?
A new revolutionary way of healing, a guidebook to take you into steps of not only learning about 3D to 5D and moving into this new dimensional way of practicing new nutritional tips of exercises and recipes. I have even food. I have nutritional recipes, and I have affirmations, morning prayers, evening prayers. I have different types of miracle healings that are in here. I have I have fifth dimensional chakra balancing exercises. If people don't understand, different chakra exercises might be cool for people. And I also have healthy ways to approach sometimes people get thrown off when they don't quite know how to deal with people that attack you. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but people that approach you from a third dimensional negative spiritual attacking is going on a lot right now. And we need to know how to deal with that. So I have that 3D to 5D relationship information for people.
You said you'd offer us a sample of your affirmation. We'd welcome one of your affirmations. Please share it with us.
Okay, cool. So this is one called the Fifth Dimension Prayer of Protection. I think I want to do this one right now. So this is something that is going on right now in our world. In a third dimensional world, we get scared. And the news sometimes that is reporting to us can frighten us. And sometimes family and friends can sometimes put their fear onto us. So sometimes this is really cool to do. This is one that I'm picking. It doesn't mean that we ignore the fifth dimensional news, the third dimensional news out there, but this is something good that we can say. I am not afraid. I'm in the fifth dimension. The Holy Spirit is completely protecting me. I am a multidimensional being, which means I can choose what dimension I want to live in. I'm making a clear choice to experience prayer. In this dimension, I feel love, I feel light, I feel joy. I'm in the present moment. In the fifth dimension, I'm combating against dark energy. I am love, I am light. All my fears are released. I feel perfect love. I have the Christ consciousness around me. I am love. I am joy. I have no fear. I am love. I am light. I am joy. I have no fear. Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me here.
So, Kimberly, you shared that your eyes became your diagnostic tool, and you talked about the blinking. How does that work?
Yes. So, my eyes, they twinkle, blink all the time. It's just something that, you know, communicates. Everybody has their own beautiful way of communicating with their energies, and I help people find the way that they communicate. And God just gave me my way of communicating since I remember in the crib at 6 months old blinking. And that's my grandfather was friends with a director, John Houston. And he said, you know, you should film that. So I started blinking as a little baby. So I feel at home when I'm blinking. And so that's how I communicate with God. So some mediums and psychics, you know, I love mediums and psychics out there. I love everybody, but some psychics and mediums have to turn it on and off. And I just, like Edgar Cayce would, I don't know, you know Edgar Cayce.
He absolutely
had to go into trance, right? You know, he was asleep and he would go into trance. So I don't have to do that. I'm just always trancing. I'm a trance medium, meaning I'm always blinking. I can kind of stop doing it at dinner or something. Like if I go out to eat, you know, I'll like not do it as much, but I'm always blinking and trancing. So my normal state, I can say this to you, Victor, I feel the best I've ever felt in my life right now because I'm who I am now.
I understand that completely. I agree with you. I feel the same.
So the NDE brought me. So it's like I come out, like I'm out now. I'm a trans channeler. Like I can be who I am, which is the blinking girl. So like, say if I'm out at the market or I'm out somewhere, someone will say to me, do you know what that person has right away? And I do. Wherever I go, I know what anybody has or whatever anything is because I'm always trancing and blinking. So if I'm at a store and I'm looking at a product, I'll know that it's bad or it's good. It's not just a person, anything, like a light. I'll know if the light is good or bad for someone, or I'll know if a food is good or bad. Or if I go to a restaurant, I'll look on the menu. I know if something is not. So it's like, it's not just a person, it's anything.
What is a healing session like? I know I understand exactly what you're talking about.
I know, I can be very annoying.
No, not at all. For our listeners, please share what a healing session is like with you.
Okay, yeah. So a Skype session, people like this a lot. You can come on, and there's many different things on my website I do. So on the service page, I do lots of different services. For a regular medical intuitive, my signature medical intuitive healing session, you get a lot. I go through your whole entire body. I scan every single part of your body, meaning I'll go through your everything, your whole entire endocrine system. I don't like you to tell me a thing. I find every single thing. So say you've had, you know, COVID or cancer, even if you want, they will tell me everything about you. And then after that, if you want to tell me, confirming it, all that. And then so say if you had severe breast cancer before, they'll know it. And then they'll also tell me what they want to do to help you. And then after that, I do a 19-page document I send after of suggestions that I feel that might be helpful for to you. And on top of that, I do a healing. So it's a scan. And then say, maybe you don't know that you have something. I will tell you what I think that you may have or what we definitely know you have. Definitely know. And then you can get a checkup from your doctors after that. And then I do a healing on top of it. So you get a scan and a healing and then a 19-page document of things I suggest for you. And then also, if you don't want to have a medical intuitive reading and healing and you want counseling session or just nutritional sessions, I do that during Skype. I also have office sessions that people fly in from all over the world to see me. We're usually booked out about a month and a half out, but people often book sessions way in advance because people do cancel or move around. And then you can also move your session into us. I do animal sessions and children's sessions also. And we do cold laser. So there's a lot of things we offer people at the office.
That's wonderful. My guest is Kimberly Meredith. Her new book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. We'll be back with more of Kimberly after these words on the OM Times Radio Network.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in six. School lunch might be their only meal each day, and it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice. Back on Destination Unlimited, my guest this week, Kimberly Meredith. Her new book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Kimberly, your abilities have been examined and tested by Edgar Mitchell's Institute of Noetic Sciences and many others. What was that like for you, and what did they find?
yes, I had... That was interesting. Yeah, so... Dr. Shealy, I did a couple weeks with him, and he tested me with several clients. I went to his institute. And actually, Alan Steinfeld flew out and we took some videos. It's on my YouTube channel, Kimberly Meredith Channels of Holy Spirit. That process was very, very grueling because we had, I think it was over 21 patients. And, but, you know, it's what the guides wanted. You know, they want this to happen. It started when I went to Connecticut with Alan. We did a big event in New York City at St. Andrew's Church. And Sheely heard about me. So he said, come out to the Wellness Institute. So when I went to Missouri, he had the clients ready and they filled out the paperwork. I knew nothing about them. And I would go through each client and I would tell him each individual person what was wrong with them. So he would go through each person. I'd say this one had, you know, this one had a heart attack. This one had the knee surgery. This one had a brain tumor. This one. So he had to make sure every single person, the diagnosis was correct. Okay. So this is what I would do on every single one of them. He is very strict. You know, not one person could be wrong. Okay. So imagine that first. Okay. Every single thing on a person's body. From diabetes to hypertension to lymph nodes. One particular lady had a huge node on the side of her neck. And on this particular day, I wanted to dissolve it with my hands through the Holy Spirit. And this is something that I do with breast lumps. This is something I do. It's called psychic surgery. And I do this with Holy Spirit. So he sat there in his chair with his grin. I love him so much. He wrote the foreword to my book. And I could almost cry right now because this is the Holy Spirit. People need to know. And I walked over to her and I said, do you want your lymph node? Because they were going to operate on it, take it out. It was suspected to be something really not good. And she said, yes. I said, will you play the Hail Mary? And she said, yes. And he hadn't said the Hail Mary in the whole 2 weeks with me yet. And I walked over and I said, I'm going to say the Hail Mary on your lymph node and we'll remove it with the Holy Spirit. And she said, okay. And I put my hand on her lymph node. It was very thick. He came over, he took his finger, he put it on there. He says, yeah, it's thick, it's hard. I said, yeah. I said, if God wants it to come out, it'll come off. And she said, okay. So I started praying the Hail Mary. He got up off the chair, he came over and he watched. He started saying the Hail Mary. We both, all three said the Hail Mary. And it just flew off her neck, silk. Just like silk, like that. Ha, gone. And she put her hand over her neck and she goes, it's gone. And he walked over and he goes, it's gone. And Alan put the camera and he said, it's gone. We all went, praise God, praise Jesus. And then I was like, there you go, it's gone. And that's what happens. And I said, that's the fifth dimension.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us. And it must have been so heartwarming and reaffirming for you to have all of those wonderful experiences.
Yeah. Well, this is what just, you know, that's just, and then, you know, the lady at the Life Center, Barbara Slane, and the doctors there, I had done a lot of, that's how he found out about me anyway. But I just get so excited because, you know, I mean, this has been going on way before I've been around. It's just that I'm happy that the lady didn't have to have her surgery. And I'm happy that when people do learn, that's what my guides want next, is more and more people to learn how to do it.
Absolutely. Kimberly, do you sense or have your guides shared with you a connection between the negativity and fear in our world and this crazy pandemic?
Absolutely. We don't want to go into the third dimension and fear mode, because even the most amazing prophets, say like Yogananda and the Dalai Lama, you know, they say we can't have two energies trapped into our body, which is fear and love. We only have room in our body for one energy, and that to help us in our energy field and in our world, and that is the energy of love. No matter what is taking place, you know, we had the Great Depression, we've had wars, we're having this happen to us right now. We have to come together as a society, as a universe, and pull ourselves together right now. I was gonna say something my grandmother would say to me when I was little, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. Yeah. You know, we have to say, we are love, we are light, we are moving forward together as a universal consciousness to create a new awakening of higher love, higher joy. We are going to move through this.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. In addition to your healing and medical intuition, you can also communicate with those who have transitioned. What have you learned about this and the afterlife?
Yes, this is recent, actually. I mean, I did, when I first became a medium, I was speaking to the other side all the time. Then they were like, no, you're going to do more medical stuff. And now they're back doing the other side. So now I do both. I do a lot of the big medical team, you know, all the doctors working with me. And now they're like, no, we want you to do the other side also, the loved ones. And what I'm finding out is love never dies. As I communicate with my grandma daily, love never dies. We never die. We transition to the light, and we can still speak to our loved ones from the other side. So I do love doing that for people. I love helping people talk to the loved ones. And since this pandemic has happened and so many people have crossed over, I want people to realize and know that your relatives that have crossed are here for you still. They love you and they're here, and they have not. A lot of people that have crossed, unfortunately, and depopulated are still on the other side, and they're working for us.
Absolutely. Please tell us about the Angel Club that you've created.
Yes, the Angel Club has been around for about 3 to 4 years now. It's growing, it's becoming big. We are bringing in lots of other speakers and healers and mediums, and it's very inexpensive. It's only like $300 for the year. It gives you access to all our videos on demand from the last 3-4 years. You get to watch them as much as you want. It's like, I think if you join it for $300 a year, it's like $20 a class. And it's going to have my book, workshops included. And it's lots of an amazing workshops that we do. There's 2.5-2 hour workshops that we do. And in every workshop, we do mediumship readings and healings and lessons. And also, you get to participate in Q&As, and they're really fun. And you, like I said, you get to watch all of the past events that we had also. Also, I want to mention, there's something else that we have monthly, which is my Mother Mary healing class. My Mother Mary healing class is something that's very special to my heart. And this is a free, non-denominational class, and it's free for everybody. And it's been something that I like to give out to everybody. So when you sign up on my newsletter, you get a code, which is called MMM Gift. And if you have absolutely no funds at all, you don't need any money to join, to come into it. And it's once a month.
That's beautiful. What would you like readers to take away from Awakening to the Fifth Dimension?
I'd like the readers to know that this book was completely channeled from my heart and the Holy Spirit, Christ's light, and that they want you to understand that it's to help you open up your higher consciousness and your intuition, your gifts, and to understand that this is to help you empower yourself. And it's just my gift to you.
Her name is Kimberly Meredith. Her book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Kimberly, one more time, please tell our listeners where they can get your book and find out more about you and your work.
Thank you, Victor. My website is called thehealingtrilogy.com.
And where can folks get your book?
And they can get my book right on my website, thehealingtrilogy.com, which will go to Barnes & Noble and Amazon and all the other indie-bound places to find it. Thank you.
And you can pre-order it right now. And as I mentioned earlier, Tuesday, December 7th, 6 days from today, you'll be able to get Kimberly's book. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this very positive and loving message.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. You're amazing.
And thank you for joining us on Destination Unlimited. I'm Victor, the Voice Furman. Have a wonderful week.